In some ways, President Obama went to Europe to fight with congressional Republicans in Washington. Republicans are trying to block an international arms treaty with Russia that the president considers vital. Reporters, because it's their job, were caught in the middle. NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro has this reporter's notebook.
When the Afghanistan meeting ended at the NATO summit Saturday morning, everybody showed up to get a background briefing from a senior administration official about what had been accomplished. Just as the briefing was wrapping up, a group of important-looking people in suits filed into the back of the room. A White House press aide took the podium and said, "We have some of our European colleagues here who wanted to come and speak to you." Then the Europeans gathered around the microphone and introduced themselves.
I'm Jonas Støre, Foreign Minister of Norway.
Okay, my name is Gits Valdis Kristauskis. I am Minister of Foreign Affairs from Latvia.
Hi, my name is Nikolai Mladenov. I'm the Bulgarian Foreign Minister.
So my name is Janos Martonyi. I'm the Foreign Minister of Hungary.
And several more. They all wanted to deliver the same message to the White House press corps. As Bulgaria's foreign minister put it,
"So all I can say is don't stop, start before it started."
Yes. START is a nuclear weapons agreement with Russia that President Obama has been pushing hard at home. He wants Congress to pass it during the lame duck session, but Republicans are trying to block it. Mr. Obama devoted his Saturday video address to the subject.
"If the Senate doesn't act this year, after 6 months, 18 hearings, and nearly 1,000 questions answered, it would have to start over from scratch in January."
Back in Lisbon, the press corps had been getting a steady supply of emails from the White House about foreign officials at the NATO summit who support the START treaty. Now some of those officials had decided to show up unannounced and make their case in person. The first question from a reporter was the one on everybody's mind.
"Did the Obama administration solicit your expressions of concern, or did you just get together on your own and decide you wanted to say this?"
The only woman in the group, Danish Foreign Minister Lena Espersen, said it was her idea.
"I can tell you, besides being Minister for Foreign Affairs, I'm also the chairman of the Conservative Party in Denmark, which is the sister party of the Republican Party, so nobody will ever accuse me of being soft on security."
Hungary's mustachioed foreign minister stepped up and added,
"There is a lady behind, as usually, a blonde lady, but this time this is Lena and not another one. So a Hungarian would never refuse a request made by a lady. Thank you."
A few hours later, President Obama boarded Air Force One and returned to Washington to continue the fight on his home turf. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Lisbon.